Check, check, 1, 2, is this thing working? Is this thing on? Got me a new fancy-dancy mic set up in the studio today. Welcome to Alistair Eats Food, the podcast, where you join local rocker Bryce Alistair, band members, and friends as we embark on little adventures to different restaurants and the conversations we have while we enjoy them. Most of these restaurants are places that we've already been to, frequent. The chefs are friends of ours. They're places that we recommend for people to go. So you will not hear us give a bad review because we're simply not going to be eating at places that we would give bad reviews. Just not going to review it. I'm not going to waste my time giving people bad publicity. The podcast itself is more of the conversation we're having while we're eating the food. It's not really the review. The review itself is the written review I make of the place, which you typically can find on the band's Facebook at the moment, but we're about to launch the website Alistair Eats Food, so be looking out for that here soon. This week we're joined by Chip Richard. Chip is my recurring guest chef on the show. He has a good friend down there named Chef Tuna that has a place called Ginger Bistro. Ginger Bistro was the most heavenly experience I've had eating food probably since Opus 39 was around when Rachel's brother used to work down there a whole bunch of years back. You can tell the food's really good because John doesn't say much on this podcast except for the fact that he could feel weird sensations in his feet while he was eating this stuff. That either had something to do with the food being that damn good, or it was just some really good weed that we smoked before we got there. But I really appreciate y'all listening, and here we are at Ginger Bistro in St. Augustine. John Deering, John King under the Mountain Deering. Chip Richard.
Yep, we're here.
Chef Richard.
Ginger Bistro, St. Augustine.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, man.
Come on in.
Tell us the specials, Adam.
Yeah, let us know.
Hello, welcome, gentlemen. My name is Adam. I will be serving you to the best of my ability today. Today we're offering Japanese certified Wagyu beef. That is at 4 pieces for $25. We are also offering traditional Japanese sea urchin, also known as uni, for 2 pieces at $30. The prize possession of today's special is definitely the king salmon. The king salmon has been dry aged directly from Japan. Well, that is going to be 4 pieces at $25.
Wow.
The also offering dry aged toro, which is very exciting, for 2 pieces at $21. And then there's also the omakase platter, aka the chef's choice special. So that would be a combination of everything that was just listed, as well as a few other special items.
Wow, that sounds good. All that stuff sounds good.
If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Thank you, Adam.
We'll do, brother.
That's how I roll. Sushi roll.
Yeah, sushi roll.
That's how I do it.
So yeah, Adam used to work at Capsule a while ago. I've known him for a while. And he makes toys. Mm-hmm. He makes action figures. And he sells them. He makes his own packaging and everything for me. He actually made me my own action figure.
Wow.
That's
pretty cool. That is way cool.
But, the thing with Ginger Bistro, Tuna is a friend of mine. I've been friends with him for 5 years, I'd say. And him and his wife, Eva, are just salt of the earth. It's some of the coolest people. And it's you come here on a Friday night or something, man, and this place is jamming.
Yeah, I bet.
And you'll see, usually not on Fridays and Saturdays, but you'll see all the other, the who's who of all the chefs in town. This is where they come because Tuna really knows his stuff.
Yeah, he's aging stuff up in here, doing all that stuff himself. So
yeah.
That's gotta be you have to have a certain level of expertise to be aging fish, dry aging fish like that.
Yeah. So a lot of the times when I come in, I just tell them I don't even order. I just just whatever, man. I don't care.
Is that what we should do? What do you think we should do? I'm down for anything because I'm not picky. John, he just wants a Philadelphia roll.
Let's shoot with some appetizers. Let's get a couple things in for you if you like.
You steer the ship here, Chip.
Well, I'm thinking we'll just let Tuna just do his thing, man. Whatever he wants to send out.
Okay, of course.
That's fine with me.
Of course. we just a little bits of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. But you, let's get you something that you would.
You got chicken fingers?
Hold on now. Just to prove that I truly can cater to anything you desire. There is something on the menu that is absolutely incredible that I would be remiss if I did not mention it. So if we're gonna go here, check this bad boy out.
This right here
is no joke.
Chicken katsu.
It is Japanese chicken finger time.
Nice.
And it is no joke. It is absolutely delicious. Now, real quick. I know that Chip is. Now, you're guiding the ship, but I'm going to bring him down to the starboard side for a second here. Just to let you all know how versatile we are here. Not only do we do that, we can do udon. Our ramen is award-winning.
Yeah, the ramen is.
We also offer traditional hibachi, which is out of this world. The steak is my personal favorite. So, I mean, there's multiple different directions you can go if you truly want to do something else. But I'm going to go ahead and get this party started in direct, how Chip said.
Yeah.
But you did say a Philadelphia roll?
No, I'm going with whatever comes to your roll.
I was just saying.
Now, gentlemen, just if you did feel like some hot food, don't feel shy.
We just want to see what he's whipping
it's
up.
It's fire, dude. It's absolutely incredible. Like,
awesome.
Yeah.
I can tell just by looking at all the cuts of meat over
there.
Yeah,
it's no joke here. So I'm going to go talk to the Shogun and get this Yakuza. Yeah,
he knows, man. I'll eat anything.
Bro, you know how we do it, bro. We're straight Yakuza here.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll leave one menu, okay? Yeah, so you can do your take.
All right. Thanks, bro.
You're welcome.
Got the old Mofro Blackwater shirt out of there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going through. Dude, I got the awesomest collection of t-shirts over the years, man. I was going through early this morning. I was like, dang.
He's like, I gotta put the old Mofro shirt on for old times.
Yeah. Dude, he loves it when I'm just like, do you, baby.
I love it when he does that,
just
too.
Do you, baby.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been in. Because the thing is with Bailey, with her gluten thing, it's like when we come here, it's like it's got to be sushi. Because like, she can't really do like the ramen and stuff anymore. But the kids, like Delaney, will bring her here just like me and her. She loves the ramen. Corda loves the ramen. So I got to kind of split up my trips here.
Yeah.
But they also own this place called Chaucha, which is a half a mile that way. And it's like a Korean-style fried chicken place where they do like, they do the bubble waffles. It's like chicken and waffles, but Korean style.
Yeah.
They do boba tea. Korean style chicken and waffles, I will warn you, if you go there, the spicy chicken is really spicy.
It is
spicy.
That's how I like it.
And I like spicy.
Yeah, I like when it says that it's spicy. It is spicy.
But yeah, that's the same thing. Usually when Delaney gets out of boxing, I'll take her over there and go get one of those boba teas.
Is she in boxing right now? Or?
Yeah, well, she's in school right now. But
no, I'm saying, like,
yeah,
was it Muay Thai or was it?
No, I just put her in boxing.
Just boxing?
Yeah, I did Muay Thai when I was in my 20s.
Okay, that was you. That's it. I knew that we talked about that.
It's funny, the thing with Fresh or Frightening, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, did I tell you about that, John? The dude from Fresh or Frightening, James Taylor, that is, like, the administrator for the group.
Yeah.
Well, he has some kind of vested interest in that what is the place called
the St. Augustine Fish House
and Oyster Bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he posted like 6 or 7 different things that day being like, oh, come out, it's a beautiful day to be out here on the deck at St. Augustine Fish House and blah blah blah. And he's done it over and over again. He's the administrator for the group. It's supposed to be a group for reviews. And I said, do you have a vested interest in this place or something? And he fucking blocked me from the group for that shit.
What the hell?
That's all I asked him. But really, I know that he spread a bunch of rumors saying that Chip and all them at Caps get fish, like frozen fish.
What?
Yeah, they spread that rumor. And fucking so Chip and everybody there at Caps had to do a video to walk people through their coolers and shit to show them that, like, hey, no, we get all this shit fresh. We have huge bills for this shit. You know, and had to dispel the rumor mill. And the worst part about it is, like, everybody's using that group. until they realize it. But I've seen him, I've seen so many people be like, the administrator for this group is always deleting comments and blah, 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 and doing all this kind of stuff.
It's a pay to play thing.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds like it.
So, a ton of times, for sure. Like, he's getting paid for that show.
My buddy Freddie, who owns Amici's, that was kind of like how he started like his like food mafia thing. It was like, because like we were actually kind of friends with that guy, like when he first started the page up. He started deleting comments. It's like, and he would go to these places, and if Stab didn't get covered, you know, like he would delete some of the positive reviews off the page. It was like that kind of, like he would go there like kind of wanting free shit from the places.
Man, I'm you guys VIP, bro.
The miso?
This is what I do. This is our clear suit, sir.
Clear suit.
Yo, and those Skechers, I've had those shoes. Aren't they the best things ever?
Dude, I paid $4 for these.
What?
At,
15 years ago.
No, like about a year ago. Oh, thrift store.
That's so good.
Bro, I paid $80 for those. Yeah, those are
$4.
Wow,
they were brand new. Yeah.
Those are the Skechers. Those are really nice. I had the same ones. I got them in brown. They were so good.
Nice.
Dude, this is so good.
George Clark,
I'm about to start chugging this stuff.
I come in and get like a pint of this whenever I don't feel good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My hangover shit. Like, anytime I could get sushi the next day after getting wasted all night, it was like, nurse myself back up. He's going for it. Look at him. He's drinking it. He's like, I'm just going to drink this.
So, the last, I'm going to say three years, he's invited me to do like a Chinese New Year celebration in here. It's like an after hours thing.
Oh my God.
And I mean, he puts these tables together in here.
Must be nice to know people, Chip.
And he just loads it full of everything you could think of. Friggin' razor clams and crab legs and whole fish and duck. And, you know, it's wild every year. This was my first year doing it sober.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other 2 years.
That's, isn't it nice though?
Yeah, it's not bad.
He's like, no, I like getting drunk. No, but yeah, I haven't. It's been 2 years and 4 months or 5 months, 4 months or something. Like I said, I can tell you on my phone. I got an app. But
down to the hour.
Yeah, there's so many things I look back on now that I did wasted that I wish I would have done sober just so I could remember some of the shit.
Yeah. No, It is kind of a cool thing, you know, like,
and actually taste everything.
Being able to taste everything, the no hangovers are pretty cool.
I didn't eat much when I drank, so I'd be like a taster.
It's like I eat everything now. It's like
When I'm sober, it's like replacing an addiction with an addiction. It's comfort eating.
I quit everything and I put on 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta sit in that sauna more, Bubba. He got a sauna at his house, a little like, it's like a shower size sauna that you can get in. So I'm like, dude, I need that in my life.
Dude, it was, I go and I do the little workout and I try to hit it up almost every day. But
this stuff is so good.
Dude, a little warm up around.
Mm. So this is his restaurant, Tuna's restaurant?
Yep. Yeah, and he's an awesome guy.
Yeah, he seems like it. When did he
Well, he was with another restaurant over by the World Golf Village. I think it was Pacific Asian Bistro, mm-hmm. might have been the place. And he kind of split away from there and started this operation.
How many?
And honestly, I can't say this for sure, but I mean, all of the chefs, like I was saying, all the chefs in town, this is where we go.
Yeah.
Do sushi and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see
there's other places. There are other places that do great sushi. And yeah. But this is where I think he does the best.
Yeah, man. I mean, look at that dry-aged cooler. Yeah. The dry-aged cooler is the coolest thing I've seen in a minute.
Yeah, whenever he's doing, like, experimental stuff, you know what I mean? Like, I'll come in and he'll just, like, he'll be throwing me out slices.
If you like, food is like art, so if you're going to really enjoy the artist, you know, presentation, then you kind of want to let them do what they want to do if you can.
And he is definitely an artist, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's their family operation, too, you know what I mean? Him and his wife, and they got the cutest little girl. They have two kids now. But, you know, it's just...
I like it, and his name's easy to remember.
Yeah,
Tuna.
That's right.
It's like, where did I get my tuna from? Tuna.
Yep. And, you know, he's been a part of the San Augustine food scene now for a while. Just like me. He's just like one of the other, you know, like, I get a little bit humbled sometimes when my name is included in these lists of guys.
With people like this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Your presentation is nice too, Chief.
Well, I appreciate
I've had
that.
Your presentation.
But you know, when they start listing off like all the chefs in St. Augustine, it's an honor to be on that list with them.
Yeah.
List of guys on there.
I totally.
Okay, this is how the journey shall begin,
oh,
my friend.
My. What do we have here?
That it was the Toro.
Oh,
with the golden flakes. No big deal or anything.
Yeah, golden
flakes.
Wow,
picture of that.
Oh my god.
You know, nothing too crazy.
Yeah, nothing too crazy. Just some golden flakes. I need pictures of everything too.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Oh, it's beautiful. Why you gotta do this to us, Chip? Glad I brought a credit card today.
Getting stuff with gold flakes on it.
You got me getting shit with gold flakes on it, Chip. All right, man. Dude, this John hasn't said a word. He's just been chugging down his clear soup the whole time.
That is one of my favorite soups.
Yeah, it's great when you got like a little sore throat or something, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm, that's gone. I inhaled that. I wish I would have tasted it.
What are your thoughts? How would you explain that to if an alien asked you how to explain that? How would you explain it?
I would say,
just buttery,
God.
Huh?
Yeah.
Just super buttery.
Yeah. I don't even. It's almost like sweet and
like.
Fresh.
Like a slice of filet mignon or something.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
Exactly.
It's like the filet mignon of fish.
Exactly. I had it. It was really moist in the center.
The golden tastes amazing. Yeah.
Cool. I hate to use that word to describe
awesome.
It. But.
There is no other word.
Yeah, there is no other word. There's
it's
no other
supple.
Word for that.
It's supple.
It's so supple.
It was so supple.
Coming from the master of moisture.
Oh, that's man. Right. That was amazing. That was yeah. Absolutely
round
amazing.
One, gentlemen.
Thank
round
you,
one was
you're
delicious.
Not working today, right?
Mm-mm.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't want you working today.
Yeah. I don't want to work today.
No,
I don't want to work tomorrow either.
I want you just here.
Yeah. We're just going to hang out right here.
It's a beautiful
enjoy
thing.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, Bailey's jealous, that's for sure.
Yeah, we should bring her and Rachel. That's where Rachel keeps getting jealous of me doing this stuff all the time.
Do a girls edition
she's
podcast?
Like, yeah, she's like, once you do this, you know, once a week at least. But sometimes I do it twice a week while I go and hit two different restaurants just to put some in the bank, man. And, yeah, like, especially since this podcast thing, now we're, like, doing this where we're sitting here and having, like, you know.
Yeah.
However many courses of badassness you could possibly put down from Tuna.
Yeah.
From a guy named Tuna.
The Grandmaster.
Tuna, the Grandmaster Chef.
Yeah, you know, he's from China originally, and then he spent some time in New York, I think, so he's kind of, he's had the opportunity to kind of travel around a little bit. And so Christmas in this place is insane. So like, for some reason, I didn't really know this. I always thought it was kind of like a faux pas or something like that to go to, you know, an Asian restaurant on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So I think it might be closed Christmas Day. So I think it's Christmas Eve. So a few years ago, my kids were on a trip with my ex-wife, and so they weren't in town,
yeah.
And I think Bailey went to Colorado or something, so I was like, Christmas Day, I'm like hanging by myself, so I was like,
he was lonely.
I was like,
it was a
what?
Lonely Chip.
He invited me, he was like, hey man, you know, come on out, if you're not doing anything, it should be a wild time in here on Christmas Eve. So I was like, all right. There was like 200 people in here. Like the place was like, there were people hanging from the rafters.
Oh,
so
love it.
I got a little spot at the end of the bar. And this is when I was still hitting the sauce pretty hard.
Yeah, sauce
and
that.
And
started hitting the sake.
Sake.
Yeah, man, that's the thing I miss. Like sake, the red wine.
Yeah.
That's the shit I miss the most.
So same thing. Like all night,
wow.
he's try this, try this, try this. I was here for hours, and then I noticed. I'm looking through the
gentlemen. This is Wagyu beef. Tempura fried.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Okay, I want to see
the
in time. You
can gotta take
you want,
pictures of this. You can have whatever you want. Like that mentality. Don't tell John that though. You never
don't
know what he's gonna
whatever
want.
Whatever you like.
Chip and I are just hovering over this. Do that. Ooh, smart way, baby.
Yeah, oh, we need a plate
beautiful.
Too. You're welcome.
Beautiful. Oh my god. It's the beginning of the day. Failure is welcome. Alright.
Go for it.
I feel like I'm serving the High Council of Rivendell.
This is our Wagyu.
So these guys, Adam, they're in a band.
You don't say.
They don't look like it, do they?
Yeah, but a pretty awesome band. Cool. That's how I kind of...
That is amazing. Mm. What am I doing with my life, man?
It's just butter.
That just makes you think about all your decisions that you've made for the, your whole, all the way leading up to this.
So that was Wagyu... What was it?
Tempura fried.
What was it wrapped in? Is that nori?
I think so.
Mm. Wow.
Sometimes there's a little loss in translation when he's explaining. Yeah. So I catch about 95% of it.
Yeah.
You know. So that Wagyu is dry aged?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So that was also out of the dry aged.
Yeah.
I mean, that tempura fried.
Just the succulent fats in that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Toes tingle.
Yeah. It did. That's a good explanation. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just
UPS lady.
John, you made sure this thing's recording this time, right?
Yeah, I saw the red light.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Red light is on.
Yeah. What you been up to lately, Chip?
You know, man, last week wasn't as busy as the week before, but I was down a couple of guys at the restaurant this week, so I was just trying to...
stay afloat.
Try to play catch up there, and you know, I got, like I said, I got the daughter in boxing classes, and I got four dogs, so they keep me pretty busy at the house. That's that's my sanctuary. You know,
going back and forth. So do you have to, in order to maintain her schedule with the boxing and picking her up from school and stuff like that, do you have to go back and forth from work?
I don't have to pick her up from school.
No.
No, so like the bus, you know, she gets on the bus at the house. So,
okay.
And she's old enough now to where it's like, I don't necessarily have to be there every, you know, given second.
Even though you want to be.
Yeah, I do. You know, I try to be. But she...
tighten up your teeth.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And we went to the Garlic last night. That's down in New Smyrna.
Mm.
That place was awesome.
Yeah.
You seen any pictures of that place?
No, I haven't even heard about it.
So it's like, remember that restaurant Buca di Beppo?
Yep.
So it's like...
Rachel and I just talked about this. I don't want to interrupt you. No, we talked about this 2 weeks ago about how we missed the atmosphere.
Yeah, so it's like a cross between Caps and Buca di Beppo.
Oh, wow.
It's like an Italian, like, restaurant. It's like a lot of outdoor seating.
Oh, wow.
Like, there's a lot of, like, plants and stuff. Like, it's very organic feeling. Thanks, brother. And, we had a blast. It's a little bit of a drive. You know, it's an hour down there. New Smyrna, I haven't spent a lot of time there. But they've got this other place down there.
It's lots of shark bite victims in New Smyrna.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's like the shark bite capital.
Yeah. Well, I don't go too far out in that water anymore.
I wear a cup when I get in the water. That's all right. I wear a cup anyway.
Yeah. If I do go in, you know, it's like I'll normally dive in, swim for a second. I'm like, all right, I'm freaked out. Let's get back. But... I don't know, man. Sharks terrify me.
Yeah, I mean, when you see how they, like, if you go deep out, like when we're out offshore fishing, we do a lot of offshore fishing.
Yeah.
And when we're out, like, you'd be on the back of the boat and see, like, a bull shark. Like, one time, Les and Jason and I were out there, and Danny, and we watched this big gray, like, blob come up behind the boat, and it was almost as wide as the back of the boat.
Jump.
Oh, good Lord.
This is our H. King salmon.
There's the H. King salmon.
He advised not to add anything to it. There's already soy on.
We're not adding anything to any of this. I don't put sauce on my steak.
Heard.
Whoa. That is gorgeous, man. What world are we even living in, Chip? But yeah, it ended up being a bull shark that came up behind us. But when you throw out bait behind the boat with chum bags, the shark, like that quick. So it just shows you how quick they can hit your ass. Yeah. I'd be breaking the bank up in here if I was... John and I fucked up and got stoned before we got in here.
That's a good call, though.
Man.
Get that appetite up.
Oh, yeah, dude. They make those pin things now. We just hit that damn pin all the way here. And by the time we got here, we're like seeing some double vision and shit.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, shit, we got to go do this podcast with Chip now.
Yeah, before I quit,
you know, I was getting a few of those here and there, and it's just like, man, talk about a way to blow $150 in like a day and a half. You know, it's like, because I have smoked an eighth a week my entire life. Like, yeah. I never really, sometimes I go a little bit more, a little bit less than that, but I generally about an eighth a week.
I'm probably a quarter a week.
And then, you know, the vape things came in. And it was like, those little cartridges, man. I mean, I would blow through one of those in 2 days, especially working, you know what I mean? Like, fuck this.
They're great for when you're doing things with your family.
Yeah.
And you just need to be like, all right, well, we're going to be sitting here for a while. Let me just take this edge off real quick.
Yeah, but I also think that might have been what contributed to, like...
anxiety?
Yeah, the adverse effect it started having on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I started getting anxiety when I was in my early 20s from smoking weed. But then I realized it was just the kind of weed, like... sativa, straight sativas will give me that anxiety. Yeah. If I don't have something that I'm keeping my mind on or keeping like active on, if I smoke some straight sativa, it can go panic attacky.
Two in a time.
Far. Oh my god. Ooh, oh my god.
Wow. And the fifth word is a Valley G. Booyakasha.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's definitely some booyakasha worthy stuff right there.
Booyakasha. Booyakasha.
That is beautiful, Chip.
Lot of nice.
Yeah, I gotta get a pick too.
What are we? This is like literally making me question my life choices, and there's no joke about it.
I'm just gonna go for it.
Yeah, just gonna go.
I'll flop her on her side.
Flop her on her side. Check her out for a minute.
Moisturize her a little bit there. See how that bump looks.
I'm guessing he ages all this stuff, then, huh? Wow.
So that's the Jolly Ranchers of fish, you would say?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Hmm. I think that's my favorite one, yeah.
Yeah. It's the tuna, man. John's a smart fuck.
What was that one, Adam?
That's just straight tuna out of the fridge right there. That's
buddy.
The real deal.
Oh my god.
Bro, he's going for that Michelin star today.
Yeah. Yeah, holy
I'm telling you, if anyone would do it in town, there's two or three that have a chance. But they're real particular.
I've had a lot of food experiences recently since starting the podcast and just doing the written reviews and stuff. And this is probably, if it's not the top, it's tied with the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the best food experience I've had in a long time.
It's awesome, man.
That's no joke. Awesome. I love it. I love it, man. Holy shit is all I can say about this.
Yeah, that tuna was outrageous.
We're definitely not hearing anything from John. John's steadily just eating. John eats like a bird.
Dude, I'm stoned.
The last episode, he was he ate 3/4 of a meatball, and then we had to decide what we were calling that last quarter of a meatball that he was saving. And then we made a joke about the fact that he was an only child. So why the fuck was he saving a quarter of a meatball? He could have just had that whole fucking meatball, you know.
You guys usually pop off pretty hard for lunch, Adam?
Well, we pop off very hard. The hardest.
Yes, the hardest.
Some would say. Okay, no, but seriously, all jokes aside, here's how this works.
He knows.
First of all, this is not a restaurant. This is the cantina from Star Wars.
Yeah.
So once you realize that you are no longer on planet Earth and you are in a galaxy far, far away, then you can proceed.
Yeah.
One. Totally unpredictable. Sometimes the slam jam.
Come around like 12, 1 o'clock.
Weather's real nice, real. Tuesday nights, we get pumping. Because people couldn't come in on Monday, so they're fiending.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be a gentleman by the name of Matt that will be in here in the next 14 minutes. He's in every day. But besides that...
He's staying healthy.
Yeah, we're chilling. I have this dude.
Yeah, I got you. I like it.
Totally different vibe.
Man.
The cantina from Star Wars.
I'm just an absolute man. Yeah.
Prepare yourself.
So you're working, you're basically at the restaurant Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday you have off. Unless something has to be done.
I took off last Saturday because we had a family function down at the land.
Is that the one that you guys had the 5-course meal or 4-course? What was that? What was that meal situation that you had recently?
Oh, I was like, what the fuck, Chip? Yeah, that was at my sister's house for my parents' anniversary dinner.
Yeah.
And my friends Bob and Matt, they have a catering company called 11 Dishes.
11 Dishes, that's what it was. 11 Dishes, people.
Yeah, check them out.
If you want a catering experience at your home for your family, 11 Dishes is the thing you have to do. The pictures were phenomenal.
Yeah, so we were trying to, because my mom's got some mobility issues these days, so we were like, we're trying to figure out what restaurant would be good for them, you know, in Nocatee for the whole family. And it's weird because, you know, my schedule's wacky.
Yeah.
All the rest of them have somewhat, you know, regular 9-to-5 type jobs. So I was like, why don't I just, because I have multiple chef buddies that Bobby, I don't know, do you know Bobby Bravant? No? He knows, like, him and Ernie, like, and Matt, like, they all know each other.
Oh, okay.
They're some of my oldest friends. Like, we were in multiple bands together back in the day. They were, like, the first guys that, like, I saw them play live, like, when I was, like, a young teenager, like, 14 years old. I was like,
I want to do that.
We can do this?
Yeah, like, yeah.
It, like, blew my mind. Bobby is, like, a living reincarnate of Dimebag. Like, when you see him play guitar, it's, like, it's funny because Matt is like a, he's like a music theory guy.
Yeah.
He knows everything about reading music, writing music.
Yeah.
He's also an insane guitar player. Bobby knows next to nothing about music.
But shreds.
But can pick up the guitar with his teeth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just light it up.
Oh, yeah, man.
And in that style, too. So, yeah, they got it. We had worked together at Lynch's 25 years ago.
Okay.
You know, and he has very severe celiac disease, which we found out that he had developed. I mean, I guess he had it his whole life. He just didn't know.
Yeah. What?
Hamachi Kurudo.
What?
Bro.
Man, don't touch it. Don't touch it.
Oh, yeah.
The Cantina Man.
Yeah, man.
My friend doesn't like you.
I don't even know.
I'm sorry.
What to do.
I don't like you.
I wish Tuna was my family. Man, I'm just going to
You show up down here enough and he'll treat you like it.
Wow. This makes me want to, like, go get baptized or something.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Forever and ever.
Oh, my God. What do you think, John? What's your favorite so far, John?
I don't know. It's hard to tell because that's pretty good.
I'm not being real graceful about this.
I was having trouble, too. Once I figured it out, there's no need for grace. It's too good for grace.
Yeah, we're beyond that now.
I'm taking one.
We're in the Cantina.
Oh, I'm trying to. I can't even get it.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Use your fingers.
Yeah. Yep. Take that to the bank. Oh, my God.
Great Odin's Raven.
Yeah, there you go. That's better. Man.
By Buddha's belly.
Yep.
You shifted everything into really good food now.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. The eclipse then turned it into good food times. All that negative energy turned into positive Tuna energy.
Did y'all watch it yesterday?
I looked up at it about 50 times until I saw green spots.
Yeah, dude, that was...
So, I think biscuits back.
Oh my God.
Fun, right?
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with that.
I was just thinking that, too, right before you walked up. I was like, man. Fred Durst.
What? You're kidding.
Man.
Are they back?
I don't know. I think they've
been. They've been back for a little while.
They are no joke. They never left.
Yeah.
More food.
Gentlemen.
Wow.
Salmon with the avocado and then salmon belly.
Put them back. Mm. This was a great choice, Chip. Every choice that you've made so far has been great.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out to me about it because I feel like there's a lot of places in St. Augustine that don't get enough recognition.
Yeah.
For how good they really are.
Whatever that was.
Yep.
Wow.
That was salmon belly. Torched it a little bit. Just in time for Shogun tonight. You guys been watching that show?
I started it but fell asleep like right away because I was so tired when I started.
Yeah, because it definitely takes you know, a lot of subtitles. Yeah, we've been, me and Bailey have been really enjoying it, waiting for every episode each week.
Oh, yeah. One I've been watching recently is that Britannia show, Amazon Prime.
Mm. What's that about?
It's about, like, before when the Romans tried to come in and take over that whole area, northwestern Europe, where all the clans remember, because back then it wasn't like the United Kingdom, it was just all these different clans.
Yeah. They were eventually overthrown by the Germanic tribes.
Yep. You know, exactly.
They took out the the Roman Third Legionnaires, which was supposed to be like their most powerful army.
They couldn't handle it. Went
into Germania and then walked into Germany in the middle of winter wearing their red robes and shit. Like, y'all are in trouble right off the bat.
We don't know what to do with our lives now.
I'll have to check that show out because I love that stuff.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good. It has a lot of like black magic kind of shit that they're, you know, how they all worship different gods and druids and shit like that. It was enough to make me stay up all night watching it the other night and not realize that it was 6:30 in the morning, being like, fuck, the kids are about to get up, damn it. It's a
90s X-Men cartoon.
Yeah,
they just pick up right where that left off.
And it's the same art and everything, though, same animation.
Yeah. Talk about that X-Men 97 album.
Yeah.
It's awesome,
that's
right?
That heat, boy. Yeah.
I've watched these episode 3 times.
It's hot. Yeah. It does. It's You wrote that anytime we had snow days and shit when we were kids,
you'd
be able to catch that, because I think it came on like right after we had to start going to school in the morning.
It had that intro, that fire intro.
What you been listening to lately, John, or watching?
I've been playing video games, dude.
You been playing video games?
Yeah.
What video games you played?
Fallout.
On what?
Xbox.
Oh, yeah, Xbox.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to the show.
Fallout show?
Yeah, there's a show coming out within the next couple of months. I think he's sending us Wagyu next.
Oh, my God. More Wagyu?
Wagyu beef with the Wagyu fat on top of it.
Oh, my God.
So he took the actual...
Wow. This is ridiculous.
For you.
This might be one of the nicest meals we've ever had in our lives. Good Lord.
About to Wagyu your face.
Yeah, that's it. Good Lord. John's going to owe me his left nut after this meal.
Yeah, I'm going to really want to dine
in. Yeah. He's going to take me to Hangar Bay is what he's going to do.
Have you eaten a Hangar Bay?
I don't think so. Where is that?
It's in Mayport.
Oh, okay.
He's like, no, I don't go to Mayport.
No, I used to hang out in Mayport all the time. That's where my tattoo artist used to be at.
You guys want to do this together?
Let's do it together.
Should we do it together? Let's cheers the Wagyu. Oh, there goes my rice. Cheers, boys. That'll make you change your religion. It's like, where did that come from? What do they believe in? That's what I want. Look at Chip. He looks like he's about to cry. It was like me when I finally got that original Flint Coney dog. And my eyes welted up in tears. John was all like, man.
That was pretty good.
You look like you're about to cry.
Yeah, that would make me be on the verge also. I'm a hot dog man.
That's what it was.
Yeah, the guy knows what he's doing. It's like you said, man, it's a difference in galaxy far, far away. But, you know, for me, it's...
I feel like I've had an experience, like a psychedelic experience here. Like, that just gave me a whole weird feeling.
I've been feeling things.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's that pin that we hit before we came in here.
That's a little of both, I'm sure.
Oh, man.
Retreat, guys.
Holy crap. What in the world?
Holy crap is right.
Yes. I don't even know what to say about it. I'm trying to keep my profanities down to a minimum. Definitely working on them.
What's been in y'all's radio recently?
Oh, man.
I've been listening to your stuff on Spotify.
Oh,
man.
Thank you.
Been going down the Bryce Alistair rabbit hole.
Yeah, I always like will release little bits and take bits off. And I've been listening to shit that's just been staying in my shit lately. Talking Heads. It's always just because of positive mood and for it. I listen to so much singer-songwriter sappy, sad bullshit, like Justin Townes Earl. Sometimes I catch myself like falling into a depression because I'm listening to his music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, which is not a bad thing, but it's like not just Justin Townes Earl, but all those guys like Isbell and my Drive-By Truckers is like my number one thing I've been listening to lately. It goes in phases, man. I listen to Bob Marley when I need to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Bob Marley and Talking Heads are my first go-to. Like, I listen to that fucking song. Home is where I want to be. Yeah. I listen to that like 3 times in the morning just to get my shit pumped up.
Nice.
So, yeah, you're welcome, Talking Heads. I wonder why you're going to hit a billion fucking streams. So,
there you go.
Listen to you every day for mood music. Because I use music as like a way to cure my depression.
Yeah,
that's like.
That can snap you out of it.
Yeah, you gotta listen to the things that'll keep you out of it. But I listen to a lot of music that puts me into that point. So
it's weird, man, because like the music that makes me the happiest that will totally change my mood around is like the gnarliest shit you can think of. Like you put me on some Cannibal Corpse.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like,
why am I so happy?
It takes me back to like being
days.
A teenager.
And discovering that shit for the first time.
And like being in the pit and like all the good memories and all that stuff. And it's like, people, how could you listen to this stuff? And it's like, it makes me happy.
I listen to Suicidal Tendencies when I just want to just zone out and just have like I love that shit.
John's a punk rocker, man.
So did you hear that the Cavalera Conspiracy just re-recorded Sepultura's first two albums?
I saw that.
And Bobby messaged me the other day on the way down to, he was going to South Florida. He was like, dude, it's like the heaviest thing they've ever done. It's like, well, it's their first albums, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I've been going down the punk road a little bit more because, like, my friends that own Gas, he's like a big time punk rocker.
Yeah.
And whenever I hang out with him, it's like a lot of Pennywise.
My first band was a punk band, and I was 12 when we were gigging. 11, 12, you know, making money gigging. Like, not tons of money, but we were getting paid to play music. But, I had tall pink spikes in my hair, and fucking, you know, straight punk rocker, both ears pierced.
I will say that I like the Misfits more after Danzig left. I'm a latter Misfits fan, which I know, like, some people are like, but, like, I think they made some great music without Danzig. And plus, I was never, like, I kind of had, like, a weird little personal vendetta with Clem Danzig.
And then you see the videos of him getting, like, knocked out and shit.
I heard he's just a total jerk. So, my friend's band, Dead Center in Jacksonville, was supposed to open up for Danzig when he came. And we were, like, unloading equipment backstage. This is at the Marquee Theater in Five Points back there. And they come out. Danzig's manager's like, what are y'all doing?
They didn't know they had support for the day.
And they were like, Tim Hall had already booked it. Like, it was a done deal. He was bringing our equipment. He's like, you guys aren't playing tonight. Well, why not? He's like, y'all aren't signed under the same record label as him. We can't have, like, a band that's not signed under his label opening. They already had, like, one opening act. That's all they were
doing.
And it turned into this whole big thing. And Tim Hall was pissed because he was like, dude, you know what I mean? This will be a Dead Center show tonight. I don't care. And then, like, I guess he had other investors.
It was probably, like,
whoa. Like,
Tim and another guy.
Like, let's not lose our heads here. Ever since then, I always had a bad taste in my mouth.
Sausage in there?
That's good. No.
it looks like there's a sausage in there, doesn't it?
No.
No sausage. I think this might be the grand finale.
This probably is the grand finale. I would hope something's going to be the grand finale. Let's dig in.
That's the name of the podcast.
This is the best sushi experience I've ever had, hands down. Hands down. Hands down. I can't even think of a place that has came close to this experience with sushi. Ginger Bistro, everybody. Ginger Bistro, St. Augustine, Florida.
This is the place to go.
This is the place to go.
Those onions are on point.
If you want to get high on food, come to Ginger Bistro.
And if you want to get high on life, have me as your servant.
Yes.
The Herminator.
The number one vibe.
The Herm. Big Herm.
I want to eat that flower.
You can. They're edible.
Yeah.
Come here, flower.
They don't taste like much.
I don't care. It just looks too good to eat.
Somebody at the restaurant was like, kombucha won't eat it. I was like, they're literally edible.
Yeah.
It tastes like lettuce or something.
It does taste like lettuce.
It's too real, man.
You sure?
Yeah.
What are you watching, your freaking figure or something?
No, I just, I've been here a million times, you know?
I don't know, whatever kind of heaven you...
This is my guy.
I'm so glad that you have a guy for everything, Chip.
Oh, we're just skimming the surface, man. There's a lot more to go. Did you see that picture that I posted of the burger the other day?
Yeah, the food truck.
Right? Yeah, it's my buddy Freddie.
Is that Food Mafia?
Yeah, Food Mafia.
Yeah.
And he owns Amici's Italian. And that's what I was saying last time, dude. We got to go hit up Prime Rib Night over there.
What night is that?
That's a Monday.
That's a Monday? We need to do that on a Monday.
Like, maybe that would be a good thing for the girls to come out to do that. Was that the grand finale?
I don't know yet. I just
keep slinging it.
Wow.
But,
oh, man.
I've had Prime Rib many times.
Mm-hmm. Whenever the show has done.
And I have to say that one that I had, this is maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, was the best prime rib I ever had.
Buttery.
Oh my God.
Melt in your mouth,
and
prime rib.
He actually, I sent him a message about it. He's like, well, we're buying.
That is the word of the day, buttery.
Yeah, buttery. Buttery is so buttery.
That means so it's really buttery. Fucking good. That doesn't mean that we're complaining about it being buttery. That means we're like, oh my God, this is melting in my mouth.
Yeah. But he buys his prime ribs from the shop, butcher shop, which is right down the road from them. So their shit is like about the best thing you can buy. And everything, like, Delaney, she was eating with us, and she was like, these mashed potatoes are like the best mashed potatoes I've ever had.
You're like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Shots, darling. Yeah, Daddy's right here.
And she is a mashed potato connoisseur. That's like her favorite thing.
I love making mashed potatoes too.
But and the thing with Amici's that a lot of people don't know is he makes all of his own bread, makes all of his own pasta, which is like nobody does that.
Yeah, yeah. The pasta alone, just making the pasta. It's like walking in here and seeing this dry age cooler or whatever, where you're just like, wow.
Yeah. Like, so like, Freddie took over ownership of Amici's. I want to say maybe six years ago, maybe something like that. Maybe that might be a little longer, but Amici's kind of like. Before Freddie took it over, it was like one of those restaurants in town that it was kind of forgotten about. It was like, oh, nobody goes to a Amici's anymore. It's, you know. And then Freddie took it over and changed everything in there. So it's like I have to try to tell people, like, oh, I went to a Amici's. No, I'm telling you, it's not the same place. Like, every time we go there, it's like, this is fantastic. Nobody makes their own house, especially when you have as many seats he has. He's got Amici's. The building in itself is huge. He's got, I want to say, close to... I want to say between 350, 400 seats, and then he's got a banquet room in the back to where, like, if you want to have a wedding or play a big event or something like that, that's where I wanted you guys to come out.
I'm glad you did it regardless. Sometimes it's hard to get things done the way you want. Sometimes it's better off just doing it when you feel like it's right.
Yeah. And that was like when I went to Savannah and I had the ring on me.
And
I
was like, we're fucking here.
I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do it here. But if the moment comes along to where it feels like, this is the right moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for it. So we were at this restaurant called the Pink House in Savannah, 300-year-old building or something like that. And our table, there's like a basement. And it's like all stone walls, candle lit. It's like an old, like, 1700s tavern theme. Like the upper part is like white tablecloth. It's in like this old colonial house. Yeah. It's very, very kind of private. But the we were at was a different vibe down there.
The dark side.
Yeah, so we're there with our friends Ryan and Alexis. Hi, Ryan and Alexis. We had this awesome dinner. We had a little private, little cubby off to the side where our table was, and it was.
And you're just like, this is all working pretty good.
Yeah, like the dinner was great. And we were all wined up, and we were almost getting to the point where we were going to get the bill. And I was like, this is it. This is the time to do it. So I went to the. I was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. I get up. And I'm standing in this hallway, and I like look over at this manager. He's standing like over at the bar. I'm like, he comes over, and I like to show him the ring. I was like, hey. He's like, all right, give me the ring. So he's like, just go sit down. I was like, all right.
Great. That's making it cool for you too.
Yeah. So like, I go sit down, and like I said, we are all four of us are tuned up.
Holy cow! There's still
the
more.
Grand finale.
The grand
There's
finale.
The grand finale.
Dude, it's amazing, dude.
Wow.
No, he did say. He just kind of gauged the vibe.
Yeah. That's it. That's perfect. Let's continue the story before we finish the grand finale.
So yeah. So I gave him the ring. He comes back, and he. Comes walking up to the table. Now, the three people that I'm with, they have no idea. Obviously, Bailey doesn't know. Ryan, Alexis, I didn't tell them that I was going to do this. So he comes up with a bottle of champagne and a dessert, like a chocolate bomb cake with a whipped cream, and the ring is sticking out of the cake. And he's like, oh, I just had this here. And he puts it down in front of Bailey, and Bailey like looks at me, and I was like, will ya?
Hey, I don't want to say anything that get me crying here.
So, yeah, but... And then everybody at the table started crying. You know, it was a big, here it is, guys.
What is this one? Did we even ask him? Or we just looked at it? This is just the grand finale.
So I'm thinking.
It looks like a rice cake on the bottom, nori. It's been tempura. You got spicy tuna in the middle, avocado, fresh tuna, and it also looks like salmon on top. So it's like everything. It's like the whole kit and caboodle.
That's the best thing I've ever had in my life. You better step it up when I come to do caps, man. We are going to be doing caps eventually. We can't just bring you around to all these restaurants and not talk about your own restaurant.
That was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that's the one.
John, I appreciate you watching the red light for me today, buddy.
Hey, no problem, dude.
Just sitting here enjoying this. I don't know. There's so many heavenly layers.
So, like, a lot of places.
I mean, that fucking flour again.
Do the spicy tuna mixture, spicy tuna rolls, but I think his is the best, man. I don't know what he puts in it, but.
He puts electric buggy.
Yeah, that's right.
None of your business. Was that none of your business in there?
So funny story. That Christmas that I was here, I'm getting tuned up. And I'm sitting on that corner seat at the bar.
You see like all the layers in that.
You're welcome.
And this place, like I said, it was jamming. There's a million people in here. So I see in their kitchen that the dishes are stacking up. These guys are rocking their asses off. Like, all their cooks are, like, going full speed. Like, the dish pit, I see, like, the dishes are stacking up. I was like,
yeah, I know how to do dishes.
I'm going to go wash the dishes.
I said, fuck it. I went, I have, like, a leather apron. Mm-hmm. I wear it work sometimes. Like,
you just keep it in your truck.
So I went out to the truck, put on my leather apron, went back there, kind of started busting suds. And it's Christmas night, you know. And Tuna comes back. He said, what are you doing? I was like, man, I'll catch you guys up. And then we'll go back. He's like, go sit down. I was like, no. Let me catch you guys up, and then I'll go sit back down again. So that was like, it's the funniest memory because, like, it was, like I said, it's Christmas night.
Yeah, it's the time to do
it. But it's a great memory. Yeah, you know? Like,
that's how, because your whole family was gone too. Yeah, so it was like, exactly, your way of saying thanks for letting me come and hang out with you for Christmas.
Needless to say, they gave me a ride home that night. If I eat any more, somebody's going to have to give me a ride home from here today.
Yeah, it is beyond dynamite, man. We couldn't have had a better experience here today. Absolutely couldn't have. There's no way to, like, take a picture of that piece of sushi and accurately depict the layers. Oh, goodness.
How cool was that? Did I send you a picture of that note that the lady from...
No, you sent me... You told me that they sent it to you. But I thought that was way cool, too.
Yeah, really, really nice.
A few people went there because they listened to the podcast.
What'd they say?
They were awesome. Amazed, yeah.
Yeah, she sent me a long note.
Wow, dude. You need to share this with me.
Chicken tenders out. Could be polite when y'all hear me.
I'm taking it.
Go on, Bryce.
You guys are over here.
F these guys.
These studs.
Poor John. John looking at that.
So you have to,
like,
check out their band on Spotify.
It's a shame I don't have a Wormzilla CD for them to have.
No, I still have your Wormzilla CD. I got it at the house.
With our hypnotic bass lines.
That's right.
That's so good.
Amazing. Amazing, brother.
Tuna.
Thank you so much, man.
Ma'am.
That's good.
That was the best, the single best food experience I've had in as long as I can remember. Seriously. Definitely the best sushi experience I've ever had. Definitely.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, anything else?
We're good, brother. Thank you so much.
Wow.
They're gonna be giving you, they're gonna be putting you on blast on their podcast.
Yeah.
So thanks, man.
Cool. Man.
All right, brother. I'll see you soon.
All good things. All good things. Man.
But that Christmas, I was introduced to scotch and green tea, which is, I guess, a very common drink. Over there. Like, yeah, because there are Chinese scotches, but, like, I showed up to Christmas and Chinese New Year. It's like it's sake.
Yeah.
It's scotch.
Yeah. I can drink sake, but I used to, like, my sake tab was more than my food bill half the time when I ate sushi back when Rachel and I were younger. So I would always just be like, all right, let's go get ready to spend $40-$50 on sake. Yeah. It always felt like a different kind of buzz.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like a sake buzz is way different. Yeah, completely way different.
It's, it like seems a, like a more controlled
it's
buzz.
It's like a jolly.
Yeah,
for me, it makes me very jolly.
Yeah, exactly. It's a warming feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it's that warming. It's just comfortable.
And he would put me on to some, like, he would, like, going around the back and be like, here, try this. He'd give me, like, a unlabeled bottle of, like, cold, unfiltered sake.
No.
Try this stuff.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, you want to put your tickers in there?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought us here today, buddy.
Yeah, man, I appreciate y'all coming out. Like, you might drive by it and never know it was here.
That's the thing about these places. These are the kind of places that we're really looking for too, are like the best places. My main thing is I just don't like to do chain restaurants. That's what I want to be like. At some certain point, the things get a little too big for me to even care about.
Yeah, St. Augustine food scene has got such a cool synergy between, you know, all the chefs and the bartenders and then, you know, the patronage. It catches on with them too, and they get to kind of feel like they're part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because there's like a lot of people that do too. They come in here and they'll do exactly what I do, which is just sit down at the bar and be like, hit me. You know, there's a handful of restaurants out here like that. So get the special. Try what the chef is cooking.
Yeah. Try what the chef's into today.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Yeah, Got him. <Yeah.
laughs> If you're wondering why we're laughing like a bunch of hyenas right there, it's because Chef Tuna surprised us by covering the tab. It's not something we were expecting at all. As you can tell in the beginning of the podcast, I made mention to having to max out a credit card. I also looked at John and said that he would owe me his left nut for this meal. I really did think that it was going to be a super expensive meal, just because the fact that, I mean, how often do you get gold flakes on your food and it's not expensive? That dry aged Wagyu was like $30 for two pieces of sushi or something. It's nuts, but if you're going to go in there and get the full experience, sometimes it's worth maxing out the credit card. We lucked out in this instance, and Chef Tuna is very fond of Chef Chip, and they ended up covering the tab. So once again, thanks again to Ginger Bistro.
I should have seen that one coming.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you serious? Huh? The real tab. We need a real tab.
No, no, no. I'll go break that down for you, brother.
I don't need to break that.
You need to keep that.
For us? Because he's not charging. So this would just be a tip.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Cool. Enjoy
I expected to get like a $500 bill for that.
No, no. Thank you guys so much. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
The more things came out as it's like, tick-ting, 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 tick-ting. Yeah, I was just
thinking
like,
at least a bill apiece.
Yeah, that's what I told you. I brought the credit card. Yeah. Because I was just like, you know, this thing gets a little crazy. What an amazing experience. Look at that, John. We got plenty of cigar money now. Now we're going to Stogie's for our NA beers and cigars.
There you go. There you go.
We fucking party hard here.
Go for
it.
I gotta be back to the hospital 2:30.
Oh, I think you can. I think you can. Well, let's wrap it up here. Well, we're here at Ginger Bistro. It was definitely five rock and rolls all day. Service was incomparable. Food experience was second to absolutely none. I'm not saying that, you know, just to be nice. I'm saying that that was the best food experience that I've had in my recent memory. So that is an amazing thing. Thanks to Chef Tuna. Thanks to Chef Chip Ritchie. Thanks to John King Under the Mountain. Dear. For making sure that red light was blinking the whole time.
Adam Herminator, the server.
Yeah, Adam Herminator. What a great experience. Thank you, Chip.